Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 20th and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Pisces, and as a Capricorn, this is very good for conversations, for networking, for getting to know people generally. A rather neat little opposition to Mercury and Jupiter isn't bad at all. It just means that your social circle needs widening, and spreading yourself about a bit would do you good. And here's your Sunday stars. Lots going on in the sign of Aries, and that's your fourth house. So we're talking home and we're talking family affairs. Really, hard work and being purposeful will be very good. The more serious you are when it comes to anything connected with where you're living, property, home, family, you got my drift, is good. The one thing I'm going to say to you is, don't try to force or pressurize someone into doing something they really don't want to do, because it will come back and bite you on the bum if you do. Here's your Monday stars. Lovely. The sun enters Virgo, and for you as a Capricorn, this is a time of great opportunity. It's going to open up now over the next month. And Mercury and Jupiter aid and abet this. Perfect week for making decisions and choices. But that sun in Virgo really does open up all kinds of vistas that can really help you find a new vision for living. And also, it means that luck will come your way. Here's your Tuesday stars. There's something so beautifully artistic and creative when it comes to the planetary formations around you. Neptune gives you a tremendous ability to be able to read the right thing in a situation without anything being said. A highly spiritual vibration. And Pluto, of course Pluto's in your sign, means that you're able to fix your gaze on something and see through any situation and see the truth. Here's your Wednesday stars, massive aspect between Mars and Saturn, your ruler. It's a conjunction, it falls in a difficult part of your chart, your 12th house. So look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's your 12th house, and Mars and Saturn here does mean that you've got to slay some dragons. Worries, anxieties, doubts, denial. All the things that you've been through in recent months, even over the past year, you need to look and see what it is that has to go from your mind, your body, your soul and spirit to leave you feeling whole again. Here's your Thursday stars. The moon in Gemini, this is all to do with health and anything medical. They're the kind of things that you should be looking at. And the important thing with this batch of stars is only to deal with things that you feel are causing you a problem. So if you've aches and pains, deal with them. If you're not feeling sure about a situation with your health, get to it. But don't leave things to fester, because you need to nip things in a bud. Here's your Friday stars. All kinds of things going on today. Mars square Neptune. You remember what I said earlier in the week about having to deal with issues? We've all got issues. We collect them as we go along in life. It's emotional. There's all kinds of things. And you have issues. If it means that you have to go and see a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or speak to someone, then do it. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, do not deny yourself. Because if you do, things can only get worse.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.